is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
It's 98FM's Dublin Talks with Jeremy Dixon here for a Friday morning with you until midday today. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98 or better still call us on 6797 981. Names that are becoming extinct. We want to find out what names you just don't hear children being called anymore. There are names that, you know, our parents and grandparents, they would have been common names then, but these names don't just exist anymore. Or if you have a name, if you have a first name that you don't hear kids being called anymore, I'd love to hear from you. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. What names no longer exist? Because a story in the news today, well, it's listed the most popular names for Irish kids nowadays, but there's also a list of names that are becoming extinct in Ireland, and I'm going to give you some of them. So these were names that would have been popular, I suppose, 60 and 70 years ago when our grandparents were born, but you never hear of a child with this name anymore. Now here's one, Ethel. I mean, when was the last time a child was called Ethel? I don't know any children called Ethel. I don't even know why you would call a child Ethel. Yet there's loads of grannies going around and they're all called that. And Norman as well, for a man's name or for a boy's name. Any Normans going around anymore? So these are the names that could soon die out according to Ancestry.ie. Ethel, Sheila. Anybody call their child Sheila? Herbert is another. I don't know why you would call a child Herbert. In 1917, over 11,000 newborn girls were called Mary. Last year, only 64 girls were given the name Mary. So Mary is a dying name, which is, I think that's a bit sad because it's actually a nice name. So I'd like to hear from you. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98 or better still call us 6797 981. What names no longer exist or are dying out? What names do you never hear a child being called nowadays? Because I think we're getting very American with the names we're calling kids now. There's a lot of calling kids, giving kids first names that are surnames. Loads of kids called Jackson going around now. Every second child that I hear being called in the shop is Jackson. And another one I'm hearing a lot of kids being called is Harrison. Obviously fans of Star Wars or Indiana Jones or something like that. But loads of kids being called Harrison. But there are names that just don't exist anymore. Let us know what they are. 6797981. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. And now, James, you have a name that I don't think will ever die out.
Kathleen.
No, I mean your name.
My name will never die out, unfortunately.
No, your name, it's an old English name. Obviously, the King James was very famous. And it's one of those names that I'd say there's still kids going around that are being called James.
There's a few, all right. Not many now, but there is a few, yeah.
But the name you have, it's a name that most of us would know an older person called. Kathleen, yes.
Kathleen, yeah. That's gone. That's nearly dead now.
Are kids not being called Kathleen anymore?
I've never heard any child being called Kathleen. And I've seen any child being called Kathleen anyway.
And it's actually a nice name, isn't it, when you think about it?
It's Irish. Isn't it Irish for Catherine, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
So, yeah.
I didn't even know it was an Irish name, to be honest with you. But yeah, I'm just looking up, were there any Kathleen's born in Ireland last year? And I don't think there was. And would you call, if you had a little girl, would you call her Kathleen?
No, I wouldn't call her Kathleen, no.
Why?
No, I just wouldn't.
Have you got children yourself?
I have, yeah, I've got two. Josh and Megan.
Sorry, what's their names?
Josh and Megan.
Yeah, now Josh and Megan they're very popular names nowadays, aren't they? Especially Josh.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of kids called Josh. And what was your granny's name?
Kathleen.
Oh, you had a granny, Kathleen.
Yeah, my mother as well.
Okay, so your mother and your granny, and yeah. You never thought of calling your daughter after either of them.
No.
Yeah, I think that's a dying thing as well, isn't it?
That is, yeah, calling after family. Like, I was named after my grandfather, James.
Yeah,
my grandfather was James and my other grandfather was James.
Yeah, it's a real American thing, isn't it? It's like Jeremy Dixon the Fourth, because your grandfather was called that. To be honest, I think it's a tosserish. Anyway, thank you, James. Let me go to Brenda. You're on 98 FM, Brenda. How are you?
How are you doing, Jeremy? How are you?
I'm not too bad. Now, by the way, just because people are asking about my name, I don't think there's any children called Jeremy in the world, let alone Ireland. And a friend of mine who worked as a midwife, Brenda, in Holles Street Hospital for years, she said to me that in all her years working in Holles Street Hospital, she never heard of a baby born being called Jeremy. It's very sad, isn't it?
Yeah, but is Jeremy not short for Jeremiah?
Jesus, I hope not. No, I think it's two separate names. Now, you don't hear kids being called Brenda anymore.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you're becoming extinct as well, aren't you?
I know. Yeah, I am very extinct.
And it was obviously a popular name. What decade were you born in, or can I ask?
I was born in 1955.
You're born in the 50s. And
yeah.
Brenda obviously would have been a popular name there. There's lots of women your age that are called Brenda. Do you think it's a name that would still be cool to call a kid?
No. No, I don't think the young people would call anybody Brenda.
It's
a nice name, though. I like the name, but I don't think they're going to kind of go now for Emily's and Ella's and Mia's and...
Yeah, Ella. Every second girl is called Ella, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're all called Ella for some reason. Yeah,
yeah.
Brenda or Breda as well is another
Breda.
One.
Breda. Yeah, sometimes people call me Breda. And you know, it's Brenda.
Does that annoy you, does it?
Sometimes. It depends on who's calling me Breda.
Yeah, it's a completely different name though, isn't it?
I know, yeah. Yeah, it is. So,
well, hopefully by doing this today, if there are people listening who are expecting a baby at the moment, they might hear your name on the radio and go, actually, I'm going to call me child Brenda. But I, to be honest with you, I don't think so. I think it's a bit old-fashioned, that name, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree with you, Jeremy. It is. Yeah.
Thanks, Brenda, Breda, whatever your name is. Sorry. Let me go to Tracy. You're on 98FM. How are you, Tracy?
Morning. How are you?
Good morning. Now, your name is still popular, isn't it?
It's not. I think it was... I always listen to these things, and I think it was like the late 90s, the last time somebody was called Tracy.
So hang on, not one child has been born in Ireland called Tracy since the 90s?
No, I always check them, because the thing is, I was in school with another girl called Tracy, and she spelled her name without the E, right? I spell it with the E. So there was always kind of a running commentary, a running joke. Everybody always spells my name wrong anyway, but definitely... Tracy has not been in that list. My daughter's name, Emily, is the top of the list this year.
I know, everyone's called Emily.
My dad said that was a real old person's name, and I'm like, no,
I think Emily's beautiful.
Gorgeous name,
And I remember a friend, every second girl's called Taylor as well now, and I remember when a friend of mine, they had a little girl, two friends of mine had a little girl, this is before Taylor Swift was popular. And they called their baby Taylor, and they were the only people that had a girl called Taylor. And of course, then she came along, Taylor Swift came along, and everybody called the kids.
Yeah.
I assume in 20 years' time, there will be a load of young women all called Ariana after Grande.
Oh, yeah. And my oldest daughter's name is Hannah. And that was around the S Club 7 time. So
Hannah from S Club 7, yeah.
Right, it was about 10 Hannahs in our class. So it's gas to kind of see how... names kind of revolve.
And the problem, the thing about calling your kids these fancy first names after people who are famous at the moment, you know, like Ariana, is Ariana is a lovely name, but it's a lovely name if you have the second name Grande, but Ariana Murphy or Ariana O'Brien, it doesn't go as well. Sure it doesn't.
Yeah, but can you hear that being shouted in Tala? Ariana, come here.
Oh, I actually can.
You know what I mean? So
not just in Tala, Tracy, we have to say, but more than likely in Tala.
I'm from there, so it's all good.
So the kid,
I was Tracy and I lived in Essex, so that got even worse.
Oh, you're from Essex?
I lived in Essex for about 2.5 years, and it was like, oh, Tracy.
Now, of course, yes. The stereotypical most popular names in Essex are Sharon and Tracy. That's what they all
say.
Oh,
yeah.
Sharon. Oh, Tracy, the Essex girls.
Yeah, that was me.
And were you a typical Essex girl?
Well, you know, I learned to love Essex, let's just say that. I asked them to say my name in Irish, right? So I was like, oh, can you say Trasa, because I prefer... because they just shorten everything. And they're like, all right, Trass. And they're like, oh, do you know what, forget about it.
Yeah, just keep, skip
the
Trace.
Boots,
all right, Trace.
I had the white boots, I promise. I had the white boots and I was from Essex.
I think that's a topic for another day, Tracy, where we'll talk about your 2 years living in Essex, okay?
Okay,
good luck, bye-bye. I'd say Tracy was very popular in Essex. Karen, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
How are things? Now, your nana, that's a word I don't hear anymore. Nana, your nana's called Maureen.
Yeah, we actually called her Nanny.
Oh, Nanny, was it? Wasn't Nana.
Yeah, she hated being called grandmother or anything, so we called her Nanny.
It's a real granny's name, isn't it, Maureen?
Yeah.
Maureen Granny, Granny Maureen. And it's actually her anniversary today, is that right?
No, it would have actually been her birthday today.
Oh, her birthday, okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
She would have been 97 today.
Wow, 97.
Yeah.
And when did she pass away?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
And, of course, her name, it's just, you just don't get it anymore with kids, sure you don't?
No. Now, a lot of my nieces and nephews have her second name, like her name as their second name, but... Yeah, nobody's brave enough to call them Maureen.
Yeah, I think if you're going to do that, if you're going to pay respect to the grandparents, and you want to do it that way, give the kids the second name. Don't give them the first name, because it's not. Is it really fair to put the name Maureen on a little girl nowadays?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a lovely name. She was a great woman,
No, it is a lovely name.
Yeah,
it's one of those...
She was actually a big fan of Adrian.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she met him. She met him, too, in the window of... was he in the window in Brown Thomas or something?
Oh, yeah, in Cleary's, yeah. And she came down to meet him.
Yeah, and she came down to meet him. She used to listen to his show.
Oh, very good. Nice. I'll pass those regards on. Anyway, thanks very much, Karen. Let me go to one last one, and I've loads of texts to read out then. Teresa.
Hi.
Come in for your dinner, Teresa.
You would never get anyone calling like that.
I know, and it's very sad that Teresas are extinct. You're a dying breed. You're one of... Although somebody is telling me, I don't know how true this is, that lots of young girls are being called Agnes now because... Is Agnes the name of the Elwyn and Mrs. Brown's boys, is it?
Yes, yeah.
So people are calling their children after Mrs. Brown?
No, thank you.
No, wouldn't be for me either. Do you know of any other children called Teresa?
No, I do not, except my granddaughter. My eldest granddaughter was lumbered with the name. Her first name is Jodie, but it's Jodie Teresa.
Jodie Teresa, yeah, because Jodie's a bit cooler than Teresa. Something
like yourself, Jeremy, the spelling is everything.
Yes.
They leave the H out.
Imagine leaving the H out of your name. Well, the one thing that annoys me as well is, yeah, when people can't spell my name right, because, I mean, my name should be easy to spell, and they spell it Germany, they spell it all different types of way, and it really, really annoys me because it's a simple name to actual spell. Thanks very much for talking to us, Teresa. You're becoming extinct. You're like a dinosaur.
Good.
Good luck, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. Let me read out some of your text messages. All of my kids have their grandparents' names. I really think, by the way, that is really nice if you give your kids the grandparents' names once their names aren't like manky. They have two middle names each. The boys are Josh, Joseph. Imagine saying that with a few drinks on you. And Aaron Patrick. Yeah, kids aren't called Patrick anymore either. I had a Taylor in 1996, says that person. Yeah, that was way before Taylor Swift came on the scene. And my other child was called Cheyenne, is that how you pronounce that name? That's a beautiful name as well. But again, that's a name that's becoming more and more popular as time goes on. I've heard a lot of kids called that. The name's Edna. I've never heard a child being called Edna. It's an awful name, says Niamh. Apologies to any Ednas that happen to be listening. Your name is awful. Anyway, these are the names that are dying out, but I think it's going to come back. I think all these old-fashioned names are going to come back, and they're going to be popular again. And in 20 years' time, there's going to be a load of teenagers walking around called Dimpna. You mark my words. How are you, Dimpna?
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98 FM.